This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 18th, 2025. April 18th is honored as World Amateur Radio Day when we celebrate the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. The organization was born out of a meeting in Paris on April 17, 1925. ARRL took a leadership role in its founding, with ARRL founder Hira Percy Maxim, then 1AW, serving as the first president of the IARU. As reported by Kenneth B. Warner, 1BHW, in the June 1925 edition of QST, the International Amateur Radio Union, the Dream of Years, came into existence on April 17, 1925, when the delegates of 23 nations met in Paris for the first time and for the first International Amateur Radio Congress. The union has adopted constitution, its officers have been elected, and 4 national sections have been formed and recognized. And the excitement of an international body to serve the interests of all radio amateurs was thrilling to hams at that time, Warner said. 100 years later, amateur radio looks a lot different than it would have to the delegates in Paris, but the international goodwill, thrill of two-way contacts with other countries, and history of technological innovation continues. ARRL remains the international secretariat of the IARU, and the work of the IARU remains important to the future of this global advocation that shrinks the world. The IARU Centennial QSO Party, CQP, began at 0000 UTC on Saturday, April 12th, and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday, April 20th. The CQP encompasses World Amateur Radio Day on Friday, April 18th, 2025. This event celebrates 100 years of the IARU promoting the interest of amateur radio worldwide, seeking to protect and enhance our spectrum privileges. Amateur radio operators worldwide are encouraged to be active on the air. Based only on QSOs uploaded to Logbook of the World, a website to be published later in the year will track participants' accumulated contact points and provide participation certificates for download. ARRL Ham Radio Open House events are happening all around the world. There are an opportunity for clubs to welcome the public into their stations and show off what ham radio has to offer. Find an event near you at www.arrl.org/open-house. ARRL has filed comments with the Federal Communications Commission in response to its request for public input on alleviating unnecessary regulatory burdens by deleting or modifying rules in the matter of delete. Implementing ARRL suggestions would promote and protect the art, science, and enjoyment of amateur radio and enhance the development of the next generation of radio amateurs. In response to ARRL's request, over 200 members submitted suggestions that were reviewed when considering what rules should be deleted or modified. ARRL will continue to engage with members and advocate for the amateur radio service. The FCC notice generated a lot of interest among amateur radio operators, with hundreds of amateurs submitting comments directly to the FCC, as well as responding to the ARRL's request for suggestions. The FCC deadline for filing reply comments is April 28, 2025, and you can read the ARRL's response and filing at arrl.org. Amateur radio public information volunteers and club leaders are invited to join members of the ARRL Public Relations Committee for a 2025 ARRL Field Day Public Relations Workshop, scheduled for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Registration is required. The event will cover how to build social media engagement, press releases and media strategy, getting a proclamation from local officials, building your club's visual asset library, and much more. Attendees will have a chance to get questions answered by veteran PR experts from around the ham community. A replay of the workshop will be posted for those who cannot participate live. A new Youth on the Air camp is set for July. The inaugural Youth on the Air YODA Junior Camp for the Americas has been scheduled for July 25th through the 27th, 2025. That camp will be held at the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester, Ohio. The camper application period is now open until June 1st at https://youthontheair.org/JRCamperApply. Licensed amateur radio operators under the age of 15 are eligible to attend. While the sub-regional camp is designed for participants from the USA, others may also apply. That camp is a miniature version of the week-long region-wide camps for young hams at ages 15 through 25. The cost for each person, camper and parent, is $100. Transportation to and from Cincinnati, though, is not included. Funding for the YOTA Junior USA 2025 camp is provided by a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC. For additional information, please visit youthontheair.org. The 76th International DX Convention was held in Visalia, California from April 11th through the 13th. A major focus of this year's conference was the future of DX expeditions. A full day of informative presentations was focused on the next generation DXing program. ARRL was there to engage with members and document the sessions on video. The first of many next gen DX presentations is available now on the ARRL HQ YouTube channel. The playlist will be built out in the coming days with the rest of the material. Even if you never plan to go on a DX expedition, the information in these sessions will give you a deep dive insight into what goes on into making one of these far-flung activities and activations happen. The panelists hope that some may even be inspired to enter the world of operating from rare entities. The 2024 CAS Award winners have been announced. These honor DXers who work the greatest number of different stations during a de-expedition. The single operator CAS Award winner is Jan Hoots Wiggerson, SP9-FIH, for working 15,396 unique stations during his 14-day one-man A52P de-expedition to Bhutan. The PX0FF team has won the 2024 Unlimited CAS Awards for working 34,336 unique stations during their 28-day operation from Fernanda de Noronha, a Brazilian archipelago in the South Pacific. The CAS Awards presented annually are sponsored by the Club Log DX Lab and the Northern California DX Club. These awards honor the wisdom and spirit of UH Cassidy, WA6AUD Silent Key, who coined the expression, DX is. A couple of silent keys to report to you this week. Paul Tad Cook, K7RA, passed away on April 13th, 2025. For 36 years, Cook wrote the weekly W1AW propagation forecast bulletin and the K7RA solar update for the ARRL letter. He retired in January of 2025, citing a recent ALS diagnosis, and on March 8th, Cook received the ARRL President's Award, presented to him by ARRL Northwestern Division Director Mark Tharp, KB7HDX. Cook admitted he led a life of calculated risk fueled by a deep personal conviction and a desire to make the world a better place. Funeral arrangements are pending and will be announced at a later date, and you can watch for the full story in an upcoming issue of QST Magazine. And former ARRL Vice Director and Contest Advisory Committee Chairman Wayne Overbeck, Ph.D., N6NB, passed away on April 12, 2025. He was 82 years old. Overbeck held an amateur extra-class license and was active in amateur radio for over 68 years. He served four terms as Vice Director for the ARRL Southwestern Division from 1984 to 1993 and was Chairman of the ARRL Contest Advisory Committee during the 1970s, and he was also an ARRL Life member. Overbeck received the ARRL Technical Excellence Award in 1977. He received the John Chambers Memorial Award for the Central States VHF Society twice, first in 1978 and again in 2015. He was honored as Radio Amateur of the Year at the Dayton Hamvention in 1980. More details about his life and career can be found on his Facebook page, and funeral details are pending. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. As we have a few recently launched satellites high in the sky, here's a quick update. Hades R, or SO-124, is operational. Hades ICM is getting close. Satellite is being checked out, and as soon as it is fully functional and the final KEPs are released, the satellite will be open for use. All the Tevel 2 satellites, 1 through 9, are not operational yet. AO-123 repeater was active up to April 8th and then again on April 12th. This could be due to running experiments on a secondary payload. We're about 2 months away from field day, and it will be great if most of these satellites are fully operational. It will make for a wonderful satellite field day and allow many ARRL clubs to get their bonus points more easily. If you are an ARRL member, be sure to take a look at the April 2025 issue of QST on pages 35 and 36. There's an article on OpenGD77 to flash the firmware on some models of Radio Diddy, Bofang, and TYT radios. It has successfully been used on an Anytone 878UV2+. This firmware upgrade invalidates all FCC certifications. Be sure to back up the current firmware so you will be able to restore the radio to original functionality. The firmware will allow screens that show polar view graphic, satellite individual predictions, a satellite alarm, and ability to upload KEPS to the radio. Thanks to QST for this story and David WA1EAW. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. April 18th and the 19th, the Worldwide Holy Land Contest. That's CW and Phone. On April 19th, the ES Open HF Championship, CW and Phone. April 19th as well, the QRP to the field, CW Phone. April 19th to the 20th, the CQMMDX contest, that's CW. Also on April 19th through the 20th, the Nebraska QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital, and the Michigan QSO Party, CW and Phone, and the EAQRP CW contest, that is CW, and the Ontario QSO Party, CW and Phone. April 20th through the 21st, the Run for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. April 21st, the 7DARC Easter Contest, CW and Phone there. April 22nd through the 23rd, the 222 MHz Spring Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. And on April 24th, the RSGB 80 Meter Club Championship, that is digital as well. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, April 25th through the 27th. It's the Big Bear Ham Escape hosting the ARRL Orange Section Convention. That's in Big Bear Lake, California. On April 26th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention. That's in Georgetown, Delaware. April 26th, the Spokane Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Washington State Convention. That's in Spokane Valley, Washington. And on May 4th, the Warminster Amateur Radio Club Annual Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And don't forget to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to KQRZ Low Power FM in Spokane, Washington, for airing the ARRL audio news every Saturday and Sunday morning on 100.7 and 96.7 FM. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.